Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. I'm Super Negro Champ, and I'm gonna give it over to my nigga, your host, JT Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, the Super Negro Champion,
John Jones. I'm scared too.
And filling in for Terry the Beast Michaels is our good friend, Boney Beasley.
Hello.
Hello, that's all you got for us?
That's all I got. Well, give me some time. Can I ease into it?
You just rattle the bonies? Something?
Hello. Hi. What's up?
We'll work on it. We are missing Terry this week. A friend of his had the poor sense to get married. So that was, his wedding was today, and Terry's at that, so that's why we're missing him today. He will be back next week, but now we've got the Boney, Boney Beasley here sitting in for us, so we're glad to have you, so thanks a lot for coming out.
Yeah, good looking out, brother.
Thanks for having me.
We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 19, I would like to apologize to black people, capes, prosthetics, lips, and sincerity. If you would like to know specifically why I am apologizing, check out episode 19 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put huge titties. That would be 5 U's in the word huge.
That makes good sense that that's the word, too, because you didn't explain that it was a stripper named Sincerity.
Something like that. Yeah. So how's it going, guys?
I'm feeling all right. Had some French fries. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I went to, what was that hot wing place by Fresno State?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
I had lunch there today. Mm. I'm kind of wishing I had waited to go tomorrow because Monday through Friday they have all-you-can-eat wings for like $12.
Can you eat much more than a plate that they would normally serve?
Well, Danny
Minch still Foreman.
Danny Minch and I today split a 50.
What do you mean by 50?
50 wings. And it was like $35 for the 50 wings. So he and I split that, and I could have eaten another 10, 15 more easily. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go back there on all-you-can-eat sometime and clean them out.
Jesus Christ, man. That's 25 birds that lost
their
lives.
That's a lot of birds. They only lost their legs and their arms.
I thought it was just their wings.
Well, they call them wings, but they have the drums in there too. So, they're always the little ones, though.
Bunch of birds in wheelchairs because of you.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. Well, actually, they would have had to die anyway because, usually people like the breast. That's the popular piece of chicken. And, I always figure buffalo wings was like, probably the guy who invented them, he went to the meat guy and is like, yeah, I need to order a bunch of chicken. And he's like, everyone likes the breast and, they kind of like the legs. We got all these freaking wings. What the hell are we going to do with these things? And he's like, well, I'll take them all and figure out something. So I think that's how buffalo wings first came about. Is they're trying to get rid of the wing.
Get rid of the wing, so everything's a wing now.
Well, everyone likes the wing. You go to, the breast is the most popular piece of chicken, but I think
it's
the easiest to eat, frankly, I think. I like the white meat.
It's delicious.
No, it is delicious, but it's
the, oh, no, the, know, like, the all, leg all has the a handle. The leg has a natural handle.
Yeah,
it's
but
easier
the
to eat.
The breasts have the huge chunk of meat together. Yeah, that's true. So it's, chickens are raised the same way as supermodels. No brains and big titties.
Okay.
So that's why we get the big breasts.
There we go.
Right?
Huge titties.
Here we go. That's right.
Here we go. This is, let's get it going.
So, what'd you do this past week? You just had. By the way, our guest host here, Boney Beasley, in addition to being an outstanding comedian, he is also a rapper.
Yes, rap guy.
That is right. Do you have a website or anything people can check your stuff out at?
iTunes, you could check out the band, Argyle Pimps, on iTunes. You could download the CD.
Okay, and do you have any videos up on YouTube or anything?
Probably, you're not sure? There's probably some sad cell phone shot magic.
It's somebody in the audience decided to ignore the warning sign that was on the door of the club when they came in that said no videotaping allowed and pulled up their cell phone and recorded the thing.
Yeah, so this weekend I did rapping. I did rapping for some people at Fulton 55. It was really cool. It was my friend Sahab's album release show. He did really well. Cool thing that Sahab did, he does like kind of synthy indie rock. He came out for his show and he did theatrical makeup, like right before he went up, because I was hanging out with him the whole night. Then he comes out and it looks as if a whole half of his face was beaten in. Like he did like full like Rocky Balboa makeup on his eye.
Damn.
And then he came out and rocked his show. And it looked good enough for me to, I asked him as he was going up to the, I was like, did something just happen that you got hurt? And he was like, no, man, it's makeup. Which I felt dumb, but he did a really good job.
That's cool.
He sang while looking as if he had had his ass beat.
Oh, well, there you go. It's like, well, he should call his next album. You should see what the other guy looks like.
Excellent. Excellent. I just did rapping while wearing a hat.
Rapping while wearing... Well,
but you always have that hat.
You got to wear a hat.
No. I have other hats that look exactly like it.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm like, every time I've seen you, man.
Every time I've seen you, yeah, you always got a beret on. It's like Daniel Leach's, he's always wearing the beaner, or the beanie.
Beanie. You racist motherfucker.
Freudian slip beanie. Right there. I hope Daniel Leach's is listening to that.
Yeah, yes, man.
Because I
yes,
like
he's always
like
wearing a beaner hat would be a sombrero. Okay, he's wearing a beanie.
Well, there was some kind of Freudian thing that just happened right there.
I don't think Freud ever wore hats. But anyway.
Is Danny Leach's, is he Mexican?
No.
Oh, well, I was hoping to start some long-standing feud right now.
Yeah. He's a really skinny white dude. With
Danny's hilarious.
Yeah, he is hilarious.
Yeah, he has that little beanie with the visor attached.
Yeah.
Always. Exactly, in fact, there's a picture online of him, like, in the shower, but with it on.
Yeah.
He's on his blog website, he has a bunch of pictures of him wearing all kinds of different beanies. Beanies. It's not a beaner. It's a beanie. Wearing all kinds of different beanies.
He's a beanie, baby.
There you go. See, you guys have the hats. I have my belt.
There you go.
There you go.
I do like the belt, though.
That's cool. See, that's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Oh, did you have any other shows this past week? Or?
I did. Yeah, I went and watched Dave Ross and Adam Hammer do stand-up over at Ty Palms. And
cool.
Really good. Really good sets.
Awesome. Yeah.
Clever dudes. Mm. All of them.
What'd you do this past week?
John, I've been training, you know, but it's been noticing that I've been training.
Yeah.
But, you know, you saw me last night rocking the mic over at Reps, you know.
Yeah.
I did my thing.
Open mic at Reps on Blackstone last night.
Did my thing, man, you know.
Feeling charged. Did you both do it? You both got it?
Yeah, they have they have an open mic at Reps Bar on Blackstone every Saturday at starts at 8 o'clock. Actually, they're not going to have one this coming week because they have some other show that the place is booked for. But you know, starting up again the week after, they have an open mic every Saturday night. And it's free admission, you know.
How many minutes you do?
Booze and jokes.
I did like, what, 10, 15?
Yeah, I did like 20, 25
wow.
minutes.
Wow. They gave you that much time in an open mic?
Well, there's only like 6 people showed up.
Okay.
And the people who own the place are like, the show can go as long as it wants because while the show is going on, people are still buying drinks. And usually, as soon as the show's over, everyone within like 15 minutes, everyone leaves. So
it's
the
highlight of their week.
Yeah,
everybody that comes there is like, "Oh, you guys are hilarious."
Yeah,
you know, even your pet Negro was funny. You know, you know.
You had a great opening because you walk in the place, you look at everyone in the audience. It kind of looks like a bunch of rednecks in there. Really.
Yeah, I was the only brother, man.
Okay,
and then your opening line was absolutely brilliant. Not just in what you said,
right off the head,
but in how you said it. Go ahead and
I was like, "Hi, white people."
That's a very friendly hello.
I'd like to thank all of you in advance for letting me get out of here alive. Yeah.
How many of them were there?
Oh, man, like, what, 50?
I don't know, 20, 25.
25?
Well, it seemed like a lot, boy.
Well, it's kind of a small room, but yeah.
Better be funny, Negro.
Also, if the light hits us right, it kind of expands our aura where it looks like.
And the way y'all look, you guys got beady eyes. You look like you just ready to hang me. Like, I better be funny. They better be laughing.
Well, one thing that a lot of people who watch stand-up comedy shows don't realize is that those lights are right in our face. We can't see anyone out there a lot of the times.
You have to do special effort to actually look at somebody.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if you try to talk to someone in the audience, you got to hold your hand up like you're blocking the sun to be able to see who it is you're talking to.
Did you feel like that was good for the open micers to go that long? Did that make a better show? Or I would assume that would make a little bit worse show, because like when somebody's doing new stuff and it's painful to watch, it goes on for 10 minutes.
Well, the people who showed up were people who were good and could do that amount of time.
Yeah,
it was Danny John, Minch. Myself, Danny Minch. I can't remember the name of the guy who went up first. Is Scott something?
Yeah, he came. He was like the weakest link.
Scott something.
Well,
is awesome.
he did like 10 minutes or something. Yeah, Scott something is.
And
awesome.
Then TK was there. Something. You know.
Yeah, and who else? Was there somebody else who came out last or was
I was the last one, and I had to follow Danny. That was stressful.
Danny had a great set.
Does Danny dance at the end of the thing every time?
No, he didn't.
Okay, but
thank God.
I like it when Danny dances.
Everyone likes it when Danny dances. Yeah.
You
the girls really like
shirt?
When Danny dances.
Yeah, well, nowadays, now back in the day when he had that Buddha.
Now, well, he lost weight?
He lost a lot.
Oh, yeah,
he's looking kind of cut now, dude.
I don't like that.
He's starting to look a little.
That's bizarre. That's disturbing. I don't like to even picture that.
He's
an in shape Danny Minch, that bothers me.
He's looking like an in shape Paul Giovanni for real, man.
Dude, in shape Ricky Gervais bothers me.
That would be
Have
really
Have you noticed?
Crazy.
It's kind of disturbing. No, he is. He's kind of in shape now, and I don't like it. It bothers me. He's wearing like a black T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's tight,
and it's
and he's got his hair slicked back, and it's like, I don't know. It's creepy.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand it because especially someone you get used to them being what they are. It's like Rodney Dangerfield. All of the time that I knew of him, he was a big dude. You know, basically from what was that first movie he did with Joe Pesci, Easy Money. He'd always been a chubby dude. And then I saw some videos recently of his older stand-up where back when he was thin. And I was like, wow, who the hell is this dude? It just seemed weird. He was hilarious, of course, but it just seemed odd looking at him being a skinny dude.
Did he still do the loosened up tie and everything? He had already had his like whole bit?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see skinny Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm.
Skinny Danny Minch, I could do without.
Yeah. Yeah, he's as if he's not taking too many of the women as it is. If he was looking good, you know.
What is the, there's this implication that he's this guy who gets all the girls.
He does. I watched him.
He gets all the girls.
He does.
Shut up.
From like 1 second to the next, the girl could be repulsed by him, and then he'll pick out something to tattoo the girl, and he's making out with her 5 minutes later.
He is a super hound. I've noticed he's constantly
hounding.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Come to your house, your dog will stop barking.
A lot of it's persistence, man.
Your dog will stop barking.
Like
you'll be back there.
Japan won today.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Eureka Burger watching Japan win, and I was rooting for Eureka Burger, which almost got... I mean, of course, I'm rooting for Eureka Burger every time.
Hooray!
Now,
yes.
I was rooting for Japan.
Fry that burger. Yeah. Boil those fries.
But I thought I was going to get killed for cheering for Japan in there. There was a lot of, let's just call them patriotic people.
Yeah.
And, But anyway, like, and I realized that Japan took way more shots, and they won. Like, their percentage was nowhere near the American team's percentage.
Yeah.
It was terrible compared. But they won because they took so many more shots.
Yeah.
You get a score
you miss
more.
A whole lot more, yeah.
And that's what I think is going on with Danny Minch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, he just walks up and sticks his hand on the girl's ass, and then says, oh, hi, I'm Danny.
He'll do that. He will
yes,
do that.
He will do that.
He put his hand on your ass. You know, he'll do that.
It's hard to find my ass. My ass sits way lower than you think.
Mm. Ah.
It's easy to just catch back, and they're shaped the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, he said he got hit in the back with a pizza pan. That's what Boney said. You know, angry Italian. No,
actually, other comics come up to me a lot, and they ask, how'd you get so much ass? And I'm like, fall back, bitch. All right, I'm not giving a seminar here.
Man.
I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Oh, man. You ain't no hollaback girl, man. You ain't no hollaback.
Bonnie, how'd you get so much ass?
I don't know. I don't know how he does it. I would like to know. There's got to be a way. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so for the list for this week, I was looking on a website called cracked.com, and they had an article about the five marketing campaigns that actually hurt sales of the company that they were from. You know, the five that were listed, I'm just going to talk about one of them that was my particular favorite. Okay, here we go. In 1997, the Taco Bell Chihuahua was the fast food chain's big attempt to establish a mascot for their brand.
Love that little guy.
I did too.
Yeah,
he was cool.
Everyone did. But you know, it's like the California raisins. Everyone loves them, but it didn't really help sales at all.
I know the guy that that won the awards and came up with that campaign.
What, California Raisins?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually
I know that guy.
California Raisins was on this list too.
Yeah.
But the it's like something like the California Raisin Board came up with it, but it didn't actually increase sales at all because people watched the cartoons and just thought they looked like little rabbit turds. You know, yeah. A raisin kind of does look like a little rabbit turd. You know, yeah. So if you're going
to
make a cartoon out of that.
You have to show them in a big bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
With that really sexy brunette holding them.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed how sexy that tiny little girl is on that box? That's a marketing campaign. I want to fuck those raisins.
With the pigtails?
That. Yeah. And she's got that bountiful basket.
Yeah.
She's got a low-cut thing. Her bosom is showing.
You just put a few of them down there in her
cleavage. She could convince me to go to war.
You want to eat these, don't you?
She convinced me to go to war. You put her on flag, I'll go to war.
But instead they had Michael Jackson
she's
as
like
a raisin.
She's like the Wendy's chick with boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like the Wendy's chick with boobies.
Instead they want Michael Jackson as a raisin. I heard it through the grapevine.
But the cool thing about those guys is that they sold other shit. They sold California Raisins shit.
Well, yeah.
So
they sold a shitload of toys.
Lunchboxes.
Yeah, but the problem is the deal that the California's raisin growers made when they came up with the marketing campaign, they created a new organization, the California Raisin Growers Organization, and all of the money that the Raisin Growers Organization made supposedly went back into marketing. So the farmers didn't actually get any of that money. The marketing company that came up with the program and created that
guy
company,
that I know.
They got
he's
the
one that got that.
Well,
money.
I don't know of him personally, but
yeah,
but
he took.
Yeah, the actual raisin growers didn't
the
get
farmers.
Shit. Yeah, pretty much.
And Cesar Chavez with those racist little raisins.
Exactly.
They were a cartoon minstrel show, dude.
Yeah,
black people look like raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But their lips were bigger and purpler than any black person you'll ever meet. just like those Looney Tunes that you're supposed to not think are funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the ones you're supposed to feel guilty that they made, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the California raisins.
Yeah.
But it's marketing.
Yeah, kind of. Well, anyway, back to Taco Bell. Common logic must have been the driving force here, as Taco Bell is a fake Mexican restaurant and the Chihuahua is a fake Mexican dog. The dog and its catchphrase, yo quiero Taco Bell.
That was very good, by the way.
I can't pronounce shit.
You do like a little move with your tongue. I see you trying.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That was
skyrocketed to mainstream popularity, just as really annoying things tend to do. they do. Annoying things tend to get really popular.
Kathy Griffin, Russell Brand.
Well, I mean,
really annoying things.
Yeah.
People love it.
I mean, how many sayings have been out there that just drive you nuts?
I really hate "Don't go there," and I'm glad that people stop saying it.
Talk to the hand.
Oh God.
Yeah, boy.
Oh come on, that's a classic.
How are you gonna diss flavor?
Yeah,
it's the flavor.
Yeah, you know what? I was disappointed when I found out his chicken restaurant went out of business. Did you ever hear about that?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, but they were using the grease from his face to fry it in.
Whoa.
That might have been one of the problems.
And now you go straight for his heart. You were defending him a moment ago, and now he's oily.
That nigga's oily, man.
Man, how can you rag on someone who's fucking Bonnie,
Virginia
Nielsen?
If you just
really, you know?
Rub your hand across his face, you can moisten your whole body, Boney.
I have.
See? No, you won't be hot no more, nigga.
I just don't understand why he decided to open that restaurant in the middle of the Midwest. You know, if I was, like I was saying in an episode when we were talking about it, if I'm a famous celebrity and I'm going to open a restaurant, I'm going to put it on the Strip in Vegas or I'm going to put it on Sunset in Hollywood, maybe on like Broadway in New York or something. I'm not going to open it in, was it Indiana or Iowa? It was somewhere in Iowa.
Right across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken, of all things.
Oh, you know, I think it might be because he's two kinds of celebrity. In big cities, they are people who remember why he is famous. But the Midwest is the target market that actually he's famous now for the reality show shit.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like Europe getting our movie six years later or something.
Yeah, it's like, because, you know what, they're going because he's Flavor Flav from the shitty show.
Mm-hmm.
But in New York City,
he's
Flavor Flav because he did some things that were good.
Yeah.
In the past, you know what I mean?
He was in Public Enemy, the rap group.
But he's past famous, too. He's past famous for that.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But there in the Midwest, there he's fucking famous right now. He's a big star. He is the guy from that show. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that sucks. Actually, I kind of want to cry now that I said that out loud.
Well, wait till after the show.
Right. You'll be all right.
Okay,
man.
So what went wrong? Well, the Taco Bell ads were yanked in 2000 primarily because they led directly to a 6% drop in Taco Bell sales. In fact, this is probably what led to Taco Bell president Peter Waller being replaced by a former executive from Wendy's.
Peter Weller, RoboCop was...
Peter Waller.
Oh, Waller.
Yeah, about the same.
Okay,
man.
God, the RoboCop close. Would... He wouldn't fuck around if sales went down.
if RoboCop were their spokesman, I would be in sales the Taco Bell right now.
Dude, instead of the Chihuahua, they should have just got Peter Weller.
Yeah, that's a good
Dead
idea.
Dead or alive, you're buying this food.
Okay, well, as for why exactly the ad didn't make people want to buy actual Taco Bell food... We're going to guess that there's a big difference between saying that, for instance, a cartoon rabbit loves Trix cereal and saying that a real dog likes Taco Bell. Real dogs eat garbage and cat shit. For a chain whose biggest problem is convincing customers that their beef is graded for human consumption, it's bizarre that it thought their best selling point was, don't worry, this tiny dog loves it.
Mm.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, they eat their own.
Yeah, they eat cat shit and their own shit sometimes. I had a dog once. I watched it puke and eat it right back up. So, wow. Yeah.
Well, that's called recycling. That's just conservative. Yeah.
And then my sister
really
wonders why I don't like it when the dog tries to lick me.
I mean, that's just a
dog licks his balls. Yes. You know, that's why, man.
Okay, wait. Why are balls so gross? They're just made of skin. Why is it licking the balls so much? Butthole. No, that's gross.
No, okay. I'm jealous that I can't reach mine. Okay, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that pisses me off, too.
I'd be...
I like to think you mean that you can't reach them with your hands. I can reach them
with my hands. I can't lick them.
I picture like a little like Flintstone arms. Yeah. Oh, Barney Rubble arms. Ah, I can almost get to it.
Have you ever been, this is a standard guy question. I've heard it a million times. If you could blow yourself, would you?
At least a couple times.
Well, here's my response to that. Of course I would. I'm a guy. The question is, would you swallow?
I might try that.
It's protein.
I might give it a shot. I mean, probably not like for fun, but for like to try it. Like, because you know what? We'll never get the right out of the tap that the girl gets. Though.
That's true.
Unless you could do that.
It's never going to be quite as fresh.
It's not going to be as good. Yeah. you got to be gay to get that. You got to be gay to get the fresh out of the tap.
Yeah, that's true.
Load.
Mm. You see, there's advantages to everything. You know, it's not all.
Now
bad.
I know why a lot of gay men are in good shape and buffed out too. You know.
Yeah, lots of protein.
Is there really that much protein in it?
I don't know, actually.
It's all your protein.
It's little tiny lives, little tiny wiggling lives. Yeah. Of course, there's protein in it. I don't know why I was asking.
It takes an egg and a sperm to make a person. So it's like half cannibalism. It's cannibalism light.
I never thought about that. Those dirty little bitches.
That's right. Okay.
I love them so much. I love women.
True. Yeah.
Well, things went from bad to worse in 2003 when a long-fought legal battle ended between Taco Bell and two men who claimed the company had stolen their idea of a Spanish-speaking Chihuahua, an idea so uniquely brilliant that no one else in the history of the world could have thought of it. The two men claimed that Taco Bell executives had signed a contract with them only to back out of the deal and steal the idea for themselves. A jury agreed with them and awarded them $42 million in damages. Essentially, Taco Bell stole a terrible idea and got screwed by it twice.
Yeah, man, because then you know what? Did they actually pay? I hear a lot of times when people get sued, they don't actually pay.
Yeah, they did. That decision was in 2003, and that was after a couple years of appeals. They actually got paid. So, yeah, I checked on it before the show.
Those two fools are laughing it up now.
Yeah.
You know what? What you said logically about why it didn't work makes sense to me.
Yeah.
However, it was so cool. I like that little dog.
That was back when that stuff was just in the beginning. You know?
I can't believe everybody could love it and make it famous, but then it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the California Raisins. You know, everyone liked the cartoons and all the other stuff, but raisin sales didn't go up at all because it just reminded people they looked like little chunks of rabbit poo.
Yeah, Sun Made Racism went way up.
Sun Made Racism.
That was good.
There you go. Well, anyways, if anyone out there is interested, cracked.com is a website where I got this off of, and it had a list of 5 marketing campaigns that actually hurt sales. Taco Bell was one of them. Another one was California Raisins. I don't remember offhand what the other 3 were.
You don't remember any of them?
I can't remember. Actually, you know what? I can open up Internet Explorer here real quick.
Explorer?
I know, man. He's so behind.
You're hurting the world.
Man, I know,
Google.
I know.
Stop
Google.
It. You're hurting the world.
Why?
I bet he uses AIM and not Colgate, too. I'll bet you.
The world is crying. Stop. Just stop. Explorer. That's what the world is saying.
You know, I'm using Crest Sparkle Fresh for Kids flavor, actually.
Is it bubblegum? That's delicious.
It does kind of taste like bubblegum.
Yeah, I like that.
To be honest with you, it does.
I like that. My toothbrush, the actual part that I put my hand on, is Princess Ariel. Princess of the Sea. Fun fact.
That'd be the part. What does the part you put in your mouth look like?
He's so dirty. He's always so dirty. He's pent up.
I should be ashamed of myself. I'm aware that I should be.
Pent up.
And that is the important part. You know what? For some reason, it doesn't. Hey, Internet Explorer isn't working. What a freaking shock.
Wow.
All right, screw it.
Doesn't work on anything.
Help us.
Oh, anyway.
they should have never, ever.
Damn, Microsoft.
Got rid of. What's his name? He used to own a place.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, he should have never
done it. He probably
I don't know who he's gotten rid of.
He probably looked at his bank account and said, yeah, you know what? Fuck this getting up at 6 in the morning shit. I'm out of here. if you had hundreds of millions of dollars, it would be like tens of billions of dollars. If your net worth were tens of billions of dollars, it would be hard to get you out of bed, wouldn't it? You'd have too many bikini shit chicks in bed with you.
Oh, you
would not be getting out of bed.
Oh, yes, it's your turn.
Form a line. Form a line. One line.
Yes.
Two. This is two lines. Form a line. One line.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. All right. Well, before we take our next break, a couple weeks ago, I did a thing about a website called TextsFromLastNight.com, and as I discussed when we were talking about that website, they have their texts, the area code from which they came is listed, and you can do a search by area code. So Our little segment here is the 559 text of the week. So I go to
this is
our area code.
I want to know.
I want to support Fresno.
It's supporting.
Yes, I'm being supportive of Fresno.
I like that you think of it
as
supporting, yeah.
And I go through the text from area code 559 to find a new, fun, and exciting text. This one, I assume it happened right on about the 4th of July. Here we go. So the 559 text of the week is... The guy in the American flag bikini was telling the woman he was disgusted at the amount of alcohol they weren't drinking. Then it got ridiculous.
Oh, okay, so then it gets... why didn't they text about the ridiculous part?
I don't know. I would like to know about the ridiculous part.
Wow.
But see, the cool thing about that website also is that you can vote on whether you think the text is an indication of the person having a good night or a bad night. And that sounds like both.
You
got a dude in
there's
a bikini,
so many parts. Yeah,
but he's with a chick and they're getting wasted. So this sounds like both a good and a bad night.
Well, I'm just hoping it doesn't involve Richard Gere and gerbils. That's all I'm saying.
There's a
Does
guy.
He live in Fresno?
There's a few people involved here. There's a guy.
Yes, there's an American flag bikini.
And there's a woman.
And there's a woman.
And there is who is texting. There's at least that's three true. People. Yes, now, do you think true. This is a man or a woman texting about this?
Honestly, I think it's a woman because I think women are more likely to text.
Really?
I'm a sexist, I guess. I think women are more likely to text. Women gossip, and texting is gossiping.
That's textism.
It is.
And
it
I don't
is.
Like that.
I'm a textist.
You're a textist.
Yes, that's right.
It's a lot like being a Texan.
No, it's not. It's not much like being a Texan,
if
really.
If you were a sexist Texas Texan.
That's right. I'm a sexist Texas Texan. I lived in Houston for about a year and a half, so I'm a sexist Texas Texan. That's right.
You don't want to hear my
I like where this is going.
I got to see if I can get that website.
No, but I think everybody texts now, man. Like it's reached critical mass, yo. You have to do it.
There's a difference text and they send all kinds of texts all the time. And everyone sends text messages, but I think women are much more likely to send text messages all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like me, I'm trying real hard to post on Facebook more often when I'm doing stuff. I forgot to post on Facebook that we started this podcast. It's one of the things I want to start recording this podcast. That's one of the things that I wanted to start doing is each time I'm recording.
Well, I'm going to tweet it right now.
Oh, well, hey.
I'm going to tell the world.
Yes. And I tweet too, occasionally when I remember to. But anyway, so that's the 559 text of the week.
No, not yet.
No, is it a white thing or is it just
not a black thing? It's just not yet for me. I'm not
one day
doing anything so important that I need to be tweeting yet. You know.
That's
true. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's fair. I'm not rapping and telling jokes at the same time.
Here's the deal. Like if I was going to tweet about it, it wouldn't be just we're starting a podcast. That's the thing. Like, I'm fighting Archangel in samurai armor. on a battle hippopotamus with a chain gun. Now that,
that's something to tweet about.
That's a
battle
tweet.
Hippopotamus?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'd rather have battle rhino just because of the horn, but that's me.
Hey, you know what? You fuck with
of course the giant mouth,
you
though.
You fuck with that's, the battle hippopotamus, you don't get the horn. That's true. That's I don't know why that just happened. But I like what you're saying. Once you do something epic enough to type 140 characters about it,
yeah,
then you'll do it.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to brag, you got to have something to brag for. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm We Are the Bitter Comics. We're going to take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman, and we will be right back.
He's getting down, man.
I say, that's what I say.
Yeah, he said honky comics.
That's what I say to them.
Okay, here we go again. This is JT Foreman. We Are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. I thought I hit the record button a second ago, but apparently I didn't. But so take two on segment three of the podcast for tonight. And I would like to welcome back is the triumphant return of Terry, the Beast, Michaels.
That's right. You're going to have to rewind the shit, record over the other stuff you got, because the madman is back.
The madman is back. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I am back.
From Dexter Morgan's wedding, and this is not the Showtime Dexter Morgan. This,
no. It's a different guy.
That yes, would be entertaining.
Different guy. a guy who had free booze at his wedding.
Yes, I am intoxicated.
Yes,
I like to say hello.
I need to be.
I am intoxicated. I drank. Let's just say I drank enough Seagram 7 that the bartender at the bar said, "Hey, look, we're out." I said, "I gotta go. I don't have time for this shit. People don't stock."
Drank
so
much Seagram 7 at Seagram 4.5 now.
That's right. So 3.5 bitches,
and we're gonna chew ice into the microphone too.
Don't do that. I'm
glad. Oh,
so I'm glad I don't have headphones. I can't hear that.
This is from the guy who asked me to buy him a Heineken. I don't even drink, and I'm gonna buy you a beer.
Thank you. And you rightfully should.
Yeah. Right. I had to come and pick you up because you don't own a car, and now I gotta buy you a beer.
Well, wow. The sad thing is that I will probably never own a car. That's the sad part.
Really? Why won't you own a car?
You know what? I just can't do. I can't do life. I can't keep enough money to get a car.
Look, I am saying I am impressed now, because last time I saw you, you really did. You had the mustache.
Mm-hmm. You had the South of Rise Again mustache all the way, man. You had that mustache. I was kind of scared.
Kind of the curly ironic mustache.
Yeah, you did.
1920s boxer.
I love it.
You had a 1920s boxer.
I'm gonna grow it back in the winter.
Are you really? Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
You really hated it that much.
Do you not remember what I said?
I thought it was charming what you said.
What did I say?
I thought it was friendly chiding.
You
now
seemed
I know
upset
that
about
you,
what he said.
What?
I thought you were upset
well,
about
Well, I don't know why. Mad. I don't know why I had to be a gay bodybuilder from the 20s.
Yes.
Why the first part?
I don't know.
That's
I
all.
You
I wasn't upset.
You were looking at men all the time. Just,
Or, I think it was bodybuilder or boxer.
For those of you, obviously this is a visual thing. Boney had a what do they call it? A handlebar mustache. They called it a handlebar.
I don't know.
It was
you
curly.
Know. Oh, you know,
yes.
John.
Yes, absolutely, it was.
I try to act like you don't know.
But you did. You did look like a bodybuilder from the 40s.
Yeah, you know, with those circular weights just sitting there.
Yes,
on the
why did I have? Why did I have to be gay? That's
well, you know what?
Yeah, that's the question.
Let me take that back. You look like a bodybuilder or a boxer from the 40s.
A pugilist.
I was actually kind of flattered because I'm usually
boxer,
so small. I'm so small and thin that there was part of me that was like, really? Like, really?
Yeah. I say that because you gave me the worst introduction ever.
I didn't give you a good one?
No. You didn't even wait until the people stopped talking.
Yeah, here's this fat bald dude. Terry
you're like,
something.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, Terry Michaels. Like, and yeah. I had to go up there.
That is not the worst intro ever.
No, you're
and Boney is real skinny, man.
That's
you know,
just a basic
Boney
intro.
Has to run around the shower to get wet.
It was interesting. So I had to say something.
I thought you know what? I hated hosting that.
You know what? I don't blame you, because hosting at Ty Palm sucks.
You know, it's just
performing at Ty Palm sucks when the people at the bar want
you know what? Up. And let me just say this: when I came and did, I did a guest spot at your room at.
It's fun.
Yes,
Starline.
Yeah. The Starline.
It's one the night that I met John.
It was John Jones was hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Joel Foreman went up, right?
Yeah.
Joel, you had a good set. Matt Nation went up and did some finger banging stuff.
Yeah.
And
had
a
pretty. That's what Matt Nation does.
That's what Matt Nation finger bangs. And I went up. I had a decent set. It was a good night.
Mm.
It was a great room. And I got to say that the jacuzzi is nice to be in.
Yeah, it's gonna continue to be fun. We're gonna get you in there. John is gonna perform at the next one.
You know what? I wasn't gonna say anything because I was supposed to be in the jacuzzi on Easter, and you canceled it for no reason.
Well, you got to do the jacuzzi before, man.
Let me hear the reason why you canceled it.
But here's the awesome part about this: I don't have to give you one.
Then when are you going to have Terry Michaels back on the jacuzzi?
Maybe we could work on it in October.
October. We're going to do October at the jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's I think we could do a headline. Awesome. I hope you're not mad. I might end up having to do a co-headline, which I've been having to do lately.
With who?
2:30s. Because I'm trying to get some of my San Francisco friends from when I did stand-up
there. Okay, with
and
who?
I might have a chance. It's one of like six guys, so I don't know. But I want to get one
that
of
sounds
them.
Sounds like an orgy. That's what it sounds like.
Not a Seinfeld orgy. What was that? What was that horn music? And in comes Kramer. That's not the.
You take this honky cock.
You had to work honky cock in
there. He just wanted to work honky cock in there.
But I might be able to, you know, if I. It's just I have a lot of people that have been asking me to do it for a while.
That's all right, as long as I get to go on last.
Okay. You can do that.
That's a deal. I can do that. I can do that.
Hooray.
Resolved. It's resolved.
All right, awesome. Well, hey, let's get into the news now, shall we?
Why do we have to do that? We're having a good podcast.
Yeah, no, well, is there something else? On what subject would you like to converse tonight?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Did you have some more? The drink. I mean, we already talked about how Dexter Morgan's wife is way too hot for him.
Julie Benz is good looking, and that was Dexter Morgan's girlfriend on the show. Yes. And that's entertaining.
Not the one that plays his sister, because she got a horse face, man.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she's on stage.
Hey, that's actually the actor, Michael C. Hall. That's his girl. Yo. That's his boo.
Mike C. Hall, remember him from 16 Candles?
That him? Was that a character's name in 16 Candles?
Is that Mike C. Hall? Michael C. Hall? Okay, no, I'm fucking
wrong.
He
was in Weird Science, though. I know the guy you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Mike. You're thinking Anthony Michael Hall.
Weird Science? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Yeah, Wyatt.
I've never seen 16 Candles.
Really?
And I like the other movies by that director. Anyway, Ferris Bueller's like one of my favorite things.
What's the redheaded bitch?
Molly Ringwald.
I'm just saying, I like
Ronald McDonald with boobs. Nigga.
Look, I would fuck her for the press, John.
Yeah, no, nah, come on, Moni, man. Come on, man. You my nigga, man.
She looked really good in Breakfast Club, man. And I
never liked her.
I haven't always enjoyed.
She always looks like a snot, dude. You know, like you know that she secretly wants to hang all the black
like
people.
She looks like a snot, dude.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Snarf.
Look,
that's how she looks.
Thundercat pet.
Yeah, she does.
The pet of a Thundercat.
Yes,
I would fuck her for the press. Just
I
like
I would love Raleigh Queen Ringwald exposure. Because she deserves it. She's lovely. And I hope she's listening.
She's right. Not.
No.
Trust me.
Well, there's 16. People have been
she's not one of the fucking. It's 15 now that I came aboard.
Well, okay, well, let's get started with the news anyways.
Let's do, please.
Well, let's start off with the parental all-star of the week. In Toronto, police are looking for a woman accused of beating a fellow TTC, Toronto Transit System, passenger, using a child as a weapon.
Whoa, yes. Wait, what?
Yes, police said the woman boarded the streetcar last Friday around 5 p.m. with the child in a stroller and got into an altercation with another passenger. The woman picked up the child and started hitting the other passenger with the child.
Oh, my God. But why would you hit them with the child? The child's so soft, and you have a stroller right there. Like
that's some Mortal Kombat shit, though.
That's a better weapon. A child is so soft, and they break easily.
Yeah.
This person has no idea how to do combat.
Think about this. If someone's beating on you with a stroller, you might hit them back. You might try to grab the stroller and take it away. But if someone's beating you with a child and you grab the child and take it away, now you're a kidnapper. you really can't defend yourself, can you?
Well, I see the psychology behind it.
Yes. So
beat you
they
with
hit the
a
person.
Child.
You know their heads are heavy though. It'd be like kind of like a morning
wobbly,
star or whatever that thing is from
the
Bill
head's
and Ted.
All wobbly and
that guy swinging.
Around,
yep.
You know.
Give the kid a spiky hairdo. And you
yeah, that's a lot of hair gel.
There's a lot of hair gel. That's right.
That'd be the day I'd get away with some stuff, man. I'm gonna beat you with my child. He was acting up too. That's both of you getting disciplined.
How badly was the person hurt with the baby?
It didn't say.
How old was the baby?
It did not say.
Because if you're hitting somebody with a 9-year-old, you could do some damage.
Well, yeah. Well, the baby was in the stroller, so
what
can't
you need
be
to do is hit him with a fat 15-year-old.
There we go.
They're around every corner.
Like, how about
every corner of Walmart?
Well, yep. Hit someone with the dude who was body slamming people at that school in Australia.
That kid was awesome. That was amazing.
It's one of my favorite internet videos.
Awesome.
I saw a version of it where it had the music from Street Fighter added, where he goes, fight, and then the music starts. And
finish him.
That kid picked him up. Ball game.
And it had a caption, too, under it. It said, he called me fat, and I called him an ambulance.
Man, call him an ambulance.
What would be the theme song to that whole? If that came out to be a movie, man, what would be the theme song? You must not know about me. There's gonna be an ambulance in a minute, and your punk ass will be in it. Okay.
What was Busta Rhymes' one? Call an ambulance, come to pick up your people. You can play. Remember that one? Just play it with Busta Rhymes' crazy voice.
Yeah.
Call ambulance.
Come pick up people.
Fight.
All right. Here's one for the why I don't drink file. Police in Virginia say a sex shop burglar couldn't even wait to get home before he started enjoying his pillaged booty. Investigators in Woodbridge claim Justin Dale Little Jim, a 28-year-old
Little Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a rapist.
A 28-year-old U.S. Army officer.
He's definitely white.
Broke into an adult novelty store at around 2:45 a.m. on July 5th. When officers arrived on the scene, a police dog led them to a closet where they allegedly found the suspect, quote, attempting sexual relations with a blow-up doll, prosecutors told Inside Nova. It's sad.
I like it that he's attempting.
Yes, attempting.
That he's not achieving it. Somehow he's failing to have sex with the blow-up doll.
He probably didn't have the patience to actually blow the thing all the way up.
That would give me a headache.
Yeah.
He was listening
to it. I'm asthmatic.
There you go.
What song was on? This one goes out to the one I love.
a quote from the manager of the MVC late night sex shop said, "It's sad. Our stuff is reasonably priced. Anyone can come in here and purchase it."
What's wrong. Oh, how about if at first you don't succeed, you can blow it up and try again. You can blow it up and try again.
Man.
Who is that?
Man.
Is that Aaliyah?
Yeah.
R.I.P.?
Yeah.
OCD, LSD, OMG.
OMG.
I don't know.
You just like acronyms.
I do.
And here we go. Let's head across the pond. A man has been charged with breaking Ireland's bestiality laws.
Wait a minute. Ireland has bestiality laws?
I was surprised, too.
You got to be strict with all those sheep. You have to be strict.
For forcing his dog to have sex with a woman who died from an allergic reaction brought on by the perverse act.
Wait a minute, what?
I'm sorry, I just quietly ordered a beer, and I might have interrupted.
What again? What?
Okay, a man has been charged with breaking Ireland's bestiality law for forcing his dog to have sex with a woman who died from an allergic reaction brought on by the perverse act. Sean McDonald, the 57-year-old
charged in the case. So she was fucking the dog, had an allergic reaction, and died.
She was apparently allergic to dogs. And died.
Wait, okay, hang on. But she didn't die from the dog fucking her.
She died from an allergic reaction to the dog.
Okay.
Yes. And she'd have been just petting the dog.
How do you make him do that?
Petting.
How do you make him do that? Do you talk him into it? How big is he? What kind of dog? There's so many
questions.
It's
a German Shepherd.
Come on. Come on.
Do you grab it and do you do the move and make him do it?
No. I don't know. I mean,
no, they'll do it if you're
big
enough.
You can't really force it to
really?
Do much.
I've got videos.
You have videos.
Yes. They'll do that crap, boy. They'll I've seen dogs tearing women up, boy. They be doing it.
Well, the two of them apparently met in an online fetish chat room.
I'm sure they did. Fido.com.
Yes.
That's www.fido.com.
They met to perform the kinky act with the canine, but the woman died hours later from an attack similar to a reaction unleashed by a peanut allergy. According to the Irish Daily Star.
That's anaphylactic shock. That's
a
what
penis
that is.
Allergy?
Oh, I like that.
Anaphylactic shock? Yeah, penis.
That's anaphylactic shock that happens to you from peanut allergies.
Anaphylactic shock.
Anaphylactic
shock.
And women don't like to be called bitches.
No, they don't. They don't.
Ooh-wee.
I love this line.
When it was Ireland, I thought it would be sheep. I just want to point that out.
I loved this line here. It's an unprecedented case on the Emerald Isle where it's believed that no one's been prosecuted under the country's 1861 buggery laws.
Buggery?
Oh, yeah, buggery? That's buggery.
Is that
that's
what
that used to be called
in England, buggery?
Buggery. Fucking the wrong thing is buggery. Fucking the wrong thing that you're not allowed to fuck is buggery. It's a little more broad.
You know, does that mean like fat girls too?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Really? Because
you know, I would qualify it as buggery.
First of all, I like to fuck fat girls.
Yeah, bony.
Of course you do.
I do. Because I'm black.
Oh. Yeah. So fat white girls. Fat white girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Whoa. Hold on. I have fucked.
Great.
I have fucked fat black girls too.
Okay.
I mean, it costs money, but I mean, I fucked them.
Terry, those aren't girls. Those are gorillas.
Oh, come on now.
Racial.
Why you gotta be like that?
Why has it gotta be like that? It's gotta be like
you
that.
You set me up with them.
I meant it as a joke, nigga. You know, I think you really go. You drank too much that day. She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Is John your hookup?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay,
yes,
all right. All right, cool.
Well, I've always said that the thing that sucks about skinny girls is that they only have one vagina. You know what I mean? But you give me the right size girl, and with me, the world's a vagina. So give me some Crisco, and the world's a vagina.
Well, see, when you.
But see,
why they call you bony.
Indeed.
Bony on the spectrum of that.
You can go too far with it, though. On the other spectrum of that. If you're having sex with the back of her hand, that's too much.
No, I was fucking this bitch's calf the other day. That's right, singular. One calf.
One, okay.
That's when you know you're good. When you could run and hit a trampoline and jump flying squirrel style, boner first, and you're safe.
That's awesome.
That's when we were the good bitch.
But yeah,
is that where you get Bony Beasley from?
That's where a lot of little bony beasts come from.
But honestly, though, man, you got to think of it this way, though. On the other end of that spectrum, some of us need bigger women because, like, try to imagine me with a girl that you, the girl the size you like, man. She's going to be like, oh, just like aliens. Oh.
Oh, man. You just did a whole physical joke at that microphone.
But that's how she's going to be.
He did a whole move at the microphone.
For those of you listening,
he
actually,
pushed his
he was
fist
pulling
under
it.
His shirt. To make it look like the alien coming out because he's saying his dick is so big.
And look, JJ is a very big black man.
Oh yeah, that's important for you guys to know too.
Yes.
You know, because he sounds
Urkel. I watched him.
Because he sounds like Urkel. People are not going to know that the guy is like a big buff inmate ass dude.
Did I say that?
Nobody would know. Everybody assumed you were Urkel. So man. Now you know, big. Big black guy just said how much bigger his dick is than mine, and he's so wrong.
I saw
wrong.
The movie Anaconda.
Man, no, yeah, yeah. I was in. That was me in that movie. Remember the white guy tried to jump and get away from my dick? He was no, and I reached down, wrapped him back up like a yo-yo.
Yeah, that's right. His penis played the snake in Anaconda.
That was me, Nick. Yeah, you can't see me like that.
A lot of people don't know that. My penis was once offered the role of James Bond.
Bullshit, man. Last girl he was kicking it with said it reminded her of dog food. She said it was kibbles and bits, nigga.
He turned down the role because he didn't want to break up the team. That's the kind of man my dick is.
And mine was offered to play the
a team player.
The worm on a fishing show.
Was
it? Oh, wait, what?
Mine was offered the role of a worm on a fishing show.
Were you offering it? Who was making the offer?
Yes.
He's trying to get a blowfish.
Yeah, I was trying to get a blowfish.
And the name of the movie Bunny was called Gold Boner.
On that note.
Gold member. Wait, but no, gold wait, member. It wasn't gold.
Gold Boner. That's an old movie.
Austin Porker.
I have it
gold
on
boner.
Laserdisc.
The man with the gold.
The man with the golden dick.
That's right.
Mm. Moon boner.
Highbrow, that's what we do out here.
That's right. And on,
these
on that note, we're going to take a short break.
Octocock.
Honky cock.
Yeah, honky cock.
I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and
Welcome.
We'll be right back. All right, this is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. One last news story before we finish. A Michigan jail inmate says he's being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment because he can't have pornography.
Fuck that guy.
In a handwritten lawsuit, 21-year-old Kyle Richards claims his civil rights are being violated at the Macomb County Jail. Richards, well, he's not doing anything else with his hand, so he handwrote the lawsuit.
Jack.
That's a good point.
Jack.
I mean, I would want porn.
Yeah, Richard says denying his right request now. For erotic material subjects him to, quote, a poor standard of
living. Hold on, Joel. First of all, it's not erotic. It's fucking porn. It's jerk-off material. It's fucking porn. Quit trying to sugarcoat the shit.
Dude,
it's jack-off material.
All right. He's being denied jack-off material.
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out if I agree with this
guy. Subjects him to a, quote, poor standard of living and sexual and sensory deprivation.
Well, here's a problem. He needs to realize one truth. That's everywhere in America, punk. I've been to jail 15 times. I ain't get anything to jack off to.
That's an excellent point. Also, here's the thing.
Maybe there'd be less prison rape if people had some porn to jerk off to.
Don't you think every inmate
who cares about prison rape?
Okay, I care a lot.
People in prison?
I care a lot about it. I worry about it.
You plan on doing some time, Boney?
It keeps me from doing crimes. The idea of it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's...
It's an important thing, because I would do crimes.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would go do crimes.
Bunny, what kind of crimes would you do?
I would probably steal shit.
I would take all the things that I want if I...
Like what? Tell us what you take.
I would take a TV. Yeah. I don't have one.
Yeah, see, now
I'd have
go.
A car.
There you
it
go.
Wouldn't be mine, but I'd have it.
There you go. See, now you said TV first, so now it's not just a black thing. You run down the street with a TV. Yeah, I got one now. Well, with that same hat on.
Yeah, especially without a car. You can't really do crime without a car.
I get the car first.
Yeah, what you need to do is steal the car, then steal the TV, and then steal whatever else.
Exactly.
Wait, okay, so, but...
Or
I'm
get the shit in line.
You know, he is aware that they took his physical freedom away, right? Yeah. Like, my right to porn. He thinks that they're going
to
give a fuck about
right
that.
To porn.
Just talking about
you got to fight for your right to pornos.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking hilarious. The right to porn.
No, you ain't got no rights, nigga. You can't get nothing.
Because you know when the, when the forefathers were sitting around and they were writing out all the rights.
All four of them were looking at porn.
Yeah, they're like,
the
you know, first of all,
were
the foreskin.
There were no Jews among them.
They thought long and hard about this.
They're like, look, we got to fight for the right for porn.
Even Bin Laden had porn.
That's right, Bin Laden did have
porn. It's number two hard, like to jerk it off while watching goats. You know, just
porn is awesome. I mean,
yeah, before they shot
but
his
so
ass.
Is freedom. Guess what? You're in prison.
Yep.
Fuck. Oh yeah,
it's
porn's
true.
Great. It
you
would
don't
be
have
great
freedom,
if,
but you need to be free to come.
But I like what you said most of all. It is, and also the fact that you'll come out with a sore anus keeps you from doing crimes.
Yeah. Yes,
it does. It's a deterrent. You're like, man, hold on, let me see here. Nope, I don't want to go to jail.
Are you?
If it weren't for the fear of jailhouse rape, I might steal shit.
Are you my daddy? Yeah.
You don't want to be in a jail cell or something.
I still steal things sometimes.
You want somebody to come up behind you?
But I'm more careful about it.
Hey, Boney, hey.
What do you steal, Boney?
Hey.
That's before I get hard. What was the last thing I did? You know what? I just took a soda.
You took a soda?
I just took a soda. It was probably 7-Eleven, but maybe not. Something like that. I was there, and I was looking at the soda, and I was thinking, I'm just taking this one.
Yeah, fuck him.
I had the money for
that's
it.
That's what I fuck him. That's what I said.
He had the money for it, but I was like, I'm not going to pay for this one. I'm just taking this. I bought a lot of sodas in my day. They owe me this one, the soda companies.
There you go. Fuck them.
It's not right. I just don't care that it's not right.
I used the bathroom in a McDonald's without buying anything at the time I went there.
Yeah, you've been kicked out of a Burger King.
That's true.
This
I was
got
kicked out of
Burger King.
Did we ever tell that story?
I don't remember.
As big as Joel is, too, you'd think they'd be like, oh, come on in, mister.
Yeah,
tummy man. Come
tell
in.
We got to tell the story before we go.
All right.
You do your poem.
My poem. Yes, I'm going to read a poem tonight. I walked into Burger King and there's a stack of newspapers sitting on the counter that they're selling, and the headline was "Single Parent Numbers Explode in Valley," and I said out loud for some reason, "Wow, I really am the only one not getting laid."
There we go.
KO!
And the 17-year-old girl behind the counter freaked out.
You're not exploding in anybody's valley.
And the manager came out a second later and asked me to leave. And
could you leave?
Yeah. You see how big I am? You know how many hamburgers I'm going to eat? Sorry, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to go.
I like that high voice you did when you were arguing.
Well, yeah, I get upset.
When
yeah.
you argue back, you go way up
that's
there.
That's another thing.
You go very Jay Leno.
That's part of the black training.
It was more Jay Leno than
black.
That was
it's funny, but you know.
I don't understand. What is up with this? You know,
that's how they get down, man. What'd you say about my mom? What'd you say? I'll kill you.
Whoa.
That's how they get. You've heard it.
Listen to you.
That sounds like rape.
So So
in anyway, jail, yeah, which is a deterrent for crime, says Boney.
Yeah. Guess what? Giving me a free place to stay and free food and me not having to work, that's not keeping me from committing crimes. Let's just face it. It's the rape. It's the gang rape.
It's the rape.
That preserves the order of everything.
Yeah.
Gang rape,
I mean, in jail, you'd
is the
have
one
health
thing.
Yeah, come in with that mustache and just think everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, gang rape is the one thing we can count on to help society work.
That's right.
You can't come in looking like a gay pugilist.
That's true.
And think it's going to be okay for him.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I think that pony is kind of cute. Yeah, I like him too. You want to try something to bony?
I like it how this has all become about raping me.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't necessarily.
I knew that was going to happen if I came here.
Just the sounds would be funny.
That's why you came here.
Oh no! Oh god!
I don't really think it became about raping you. I think it just became about raping in general.
But
have you heard this?
Oh my god!
That's not my voice.
That is you. That is. Oh god!
That's because JT knows what rape sounds like.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
I don't look like a rapist. I look like a serial killer.
He's not saying
not
you,
all serial killers.
He's not saying you look
first.
Like one.
JT,
he's saying
it's
you
it's
do.
It's only
rape.
Sex if I put it in your vagina.
All right. John Jones.
I don't
knows
remember what sex
like.
Looks like. All right. It's
Joel, been you so could pay long. For it. You really could.
Yeah. I'm
we can
have to.
We can hook you up on some My Red Book. We can hook you up
just
on some Craigslist.
Yeah, well, actually,
no. Adult Friend Finder.
That actually, Blackstone is.
Home of the Snapdragon toothless bitches. I don't understand some of these bitches out there on Blackstone. You got 3 teeth left.
Mm-hmm.
You can't care for those 3 teeth? Colgate, bitch. That's all you got to do.
You got like one breast implant, and you're saving up for the other one.
You save the $20 you charged me for the blowjob to get some Colgate and take care of those 3 teeth you got left.
Man,
it's bad. I'm just saying it's not.
Well, in honor of the ladies on Blackstone Avenue, instead of my usual rant at the end of the show.
You're going to honor them?
Yes,
seriously?
I've written a poem.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I came here for this.
Yes, hallelujah. You came here for this. That's right.
Hallelujah.
The name of the poem is Blackstone Blues.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Are we ready? Mm-hmm. All right.
Ooh.
Here we go. Cruising down Blackstone, and what did I see but scantily clad women walking right past me? I decided to stop and say hello, in the hope that one of them might be a hoe.
I like that word.
In the case of both, I was correct, so now which one would I select? Suddenly I wondered what they would say if I asked them for a three-way. They said they were down and I was up. Two girls at once, that's better than ketchup. I had a hard time finding a rhyme for that line.
Ketchup.
And I like ketchup.
That is gay.
The two of them climbed into my car. It was a bit crowded, but we weren't going far. Just to the motel right around the corner, and I had to hurry because I already had a boner.
A boner?
A boner, that's right.
Did you spell that wrong, Joel?
No, I just couldn't come up with a better rhyme.
Boner?
You know what? You guys wanted to do a poem? Write your own fucking poem.
Right? Roses are red, violets are green.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I went to the office and they wouldn't give me a room. Sorry, buddy, bad credit. I can't rent to you. Come on,
credit?
Man, you gotta help. You just got to. I haven't fucked since September 2002.
Oh, that was very Dr. Seuss.
Thank
you. What you're doing here.
That's awesome. Seriously, it is Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
So I went back to the car with a broken heart and a hard dick to give the bad news to the pair I'd picked up as a trick. But they knew somewhere that would rent by the hour. It's a little sketchy though, being in Tower.
Oh!
Shout out to Tower District.
Holler.
What?
Holler,
Pino!
So we went to the place I'd hoped to have sex. Little did I know what would happen next. I asked them to start off by giving me head, and acting like it was part of the game, they tied me to the bed. They took my cash, my clothes, even my car key, ignoring my pleas not to do this to me. From the beginning, all they intended to do was rob.
Oh.
I didn't even get a lousy hand job.
So
this warning I give to all of you men, you may think it's harmless to get a whore now and then, but don't be greedy, don't be selfish, and don't get them in twos, or you may also end up with the Blackstone Blues.
I think it was good.
Look,
can I do snapping?
You know
we should do snapping.
Oh, Lord.
All I saw a couple of scantily clad women walking down the street today and was just inspired. I wrote that poem. Today.
How much did that blowjob cost you?
I did not get a blowjob.
Why not?
The not getting a blowjob almost cost me my car. But no, actually, I just saw two women wearing almost nothing walking down the street. And
we know what you do.
It just came to me. It didn't come, but it came to me.
That's my favorite thing to do. Yeah, I did it with you in the car, was
I don't like what.
Yeah,
what?
You're not a fan of the ladies up and down the streets, are you? Now
I drive down the street, and if I catch them, and I have a sunroof and all that on my right, I'll just be whore as loud as I can.
They already know.
Yes, they know.
But it's fun to say it in that tone. Just whore.
I think they're asking. I think they probably think that you're calling them over.
No, they know I'm distant.
They know my car.
Yeah, they know me. They know they ain't finna get into GTI with that bad breath. These girls got holocaustosis. Every time they were
holocaustosis. Oh, damn.
Every time they open their mouth, 10 Jews die and shit, man. Damn.
Holocaustosis. Incredible.
Well, that's it for the show tonight.
It's not all. That can't be all.
I just
it was just getting good.
I never got my beer.
We'll get you the beer after the show. You guys, Boney, what do you got? Anything exciting coming up this week you want to tell everyone about?
I got nothing.
All right, Terry, you got anything?
I am headlining Heroes Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. That's it on 820 Van Ness. Is that right?
Yes. And
in downtown Fresno?
If you want to get in for free, it's $10. But if you want to get in for free, send us an email at this podcast,
bittercomics at hotmail.com.
Leave me your name. I'll put you on the list, and you're in for free. Unlimited guest list for Terry Michaels. I'm headlining the show. I'm not sure who's opening, and I don't give a shit, really, seriously. Right. But
sweet.
Yes, okay. I am. I'm a considerate guy.
Exactly.
But free to get in if you send me an email, unlimited guest list. Hook it up. Also, if you, for some reason you can't, email us at bittercomics@hotmail.com. Send me an email at terrymichaels69@hotmail.com or hook me up on Facebook. I'll get you in. I'll get you in for free.
Cool.
Heroes on Wednesday.
Yeah. John, you got anything exciting going on this week?
I, too. I'm doing your least favorite room. I'm doing Ty Palms Wednesday.
And you're
tight
ugly.
Tight palms can be a blast. It depends on the night, really. Like, tight palms can be a good show. Especially the weekend show.
If you can get all the drunk college kids that are standing by the bar to pay attention, it's a good room.
It can be tricky.
You suck! Yeah.
It can be tricky, but I just want to point out, it's, you know, I've had some great nights at tight palms.
You know what? I have, too.
So, if any of you are going to go come out and see the champ, man, just find Aaron Stewart's mouthy-looking self and say, we're here to see Super Negro Champ. I'll be sure you get in free.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I'm just going to be going to open mics this week, so nothing overly exciting for me.
Also, make sure you come out to Cafe Venice.
Yes. Actually, I started
on Friday night. It's right next to Pardini's, just past Sean West. It's a nice venue, nice place, nice people. They got coffee. They got sandwiches. They got good stuff. This is going to be a good show, but you guys got to come out, sit on the couches, and hang out. It's a lot of fun. We did this on Friday, and it was a lot of fun, Joel. You got to get these people out.
I had a great time. We didn't have time in this show, but next week I'm going to spend some time on the show talking about how
we got to spend time right now.
It is your show.
We're over an hour already.
Well, that's all right. Who gives a shit? So, look. Come out to Cafe Venice.
Exactly. Is it an open mic?
Yeah.
It's an open mic. And if you're a comic, let's say, even if you read poetry, right, Joel?
Yeah. Someone.
Oh, so it's a proper open mic where people.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
Play
if you
want to
read poetry, come on down. And it's a great place. It's, you know, on a Friday night at. What time do you start, Joel?
7:30.
7:30?
Yeah. And it usually goes to 9:30 or 10, just however long it takes for everyone who showed up to get their time.
Awesome. Make sure you come out for that.
Yeah, I mean, we bill it as a comedy open mic, but if someone who wants to do poetry shows up, cool. If someone brings an instrument, play sing a song, play an instrument.
Yeah, you know whatever. What? If you want to bring in an acoustic guitar, a trumpet, a tuba.
Bring a drum set.
I don't know if you want to bring a drum set in the rim shots. Bring a drum set. Anyway, come out, check it out. It's a fun time. We had a great time. There were, 7, 8 people in the audience last time? We had a great show.
Like yeah, it was a great show. Some people who got tired of the high school reunion they were at Pardini's next door.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. So, that's basically what I'm doing is hosting an
open. Come out and support JT Foreman. Let me just say this about JT Foreman. I met JT Foreman, about a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
About a year ago, and I got to be honest with you, JT, your comedy, it was a little rough.
Yeah.
It needed a lot of work, but JT right now is on his way up. He's getting ready to feature. He's absolutely getting ready to play in some good clubs, and he's fully ready to support this open mic. So come out, support this. JT deserves it. He's worked for it. Come out and support us at Cafe Venice on Friday.
Yeah, 2225 West Shaw Avenue. It's open mics every Friday night, so I'll be there. And I hope I see you guys out there, too. Guys, thanks a lot for coming out to the show. Boney, thanks for coming out to join us.
Anytime.
First off, we're missing Terry.
Word.
Word, Terry. thanks for getting wasted first and then coming out for the last half of the show. Appreciate it.
You know what? I'm nicer when I'm drunk.
That's true.
I fucking
really
love
nice
you guys.
I'm surprised you haven't hugged anyone yet.
I hugged myself on the way here.
Sweaty for
Which
hugging.
Part? Never mind. And John Jones, thanks a lot for coming out. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
And this is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics. Thanks for listening to the show. Peace.
Word.